afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. This is Dori DiCarlo, and you know how much I love the Tuesday Business Spotlight. And today it is shining on Janice Clark and the Social Media Help Not Hype Show. And Janice, for those of you who tune in and those of you who don't know her, she is the owner of Biz M Solutions and just the social media person that I go to. If I know how to do it, it's because Janice has taught me how. And when somebody asks me something I don't know, I'm like, hey, Janice hasn't done a show on it yet. So when she does, I'll let you know. Because, let's face it, there's so much to learn out there. And I don't know about you, but I don't have a lot of time to have to go through all of the things that you have to go through to teach yourself, as opposed to plugging into that archive and having Janice walk you through step by step, not only how it works, but the why behind it. And so that's kind of setting us up for today and her show, which I love. She is going to be talking today about asking that question, are you sacrificing quality for speed? Because let's face it, in today's technology-based world, everybody wants everything like that, but quality doesn't happen in an instant. And not unless you're a genie. And I don't know about you, Janice, but my genie powers haven't been working for a long time. I keep trying.
No, my crystal ball broke in early 2014, and I've really been struggling.
Right? I'm serious. I keep my hair in a ponytail. I cross my arms. I do my blinking. Nothing seems to happen.
Yeah.
So,
I'll
just have to do it the hard way. Or do
now,
it the smart way.
I don't wear the costume because that keeps the neighbors from complaining.
Unbelievable. I love this show. I'm serious.
I love my Tuesdays.
But this is something that as people are building their businesses and things, it is really important to realize that you cannot sacrifice the quality of what you're doing just to get it done. So I'm going
to
let you take it away.
Mark an item off on the test. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a topic very near and dear to my heart because quality does not happen overnight. And unfortunately, these days, overnight means way too long for most people. It happens all the time. You know, I had just written a blog post about it, Dori, and I think you're going to be sharing that on your website as well. So often I have people who want things to happen yesterday. You know, my joke has been for many years that I love my job, and the reason is because I always know when my work is due. It's always due yesterday. All deadlines are yesterday, and if I can only meet that, I'll be just fine. We're living in a world where 42% of consumers expect a response online within 60 minutes. 24 expect a response within 30 minutes, regardless of whether they're tweeting you at midnight, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, they expect an immediate response. 57% of people, as a matter of fact, online expect the same response time at night and on the weekends as they do during normal business hours. And, you know, we're not just talking about social media response times. These statistics are a pretty common trend for everything. People who come in and want work done, clients who want strategies. And in my blog post, I shared a few stories. One of them was someone who called me out of the blue, and they were looking for a social media strategy. And, I said, of course, it was a neat business, and I'd be happy to get that to you and how much. And, yeah, they didn't have a problem with the pricing. And they said, okay, well, can we get that this afternoon? No. No, not this afternoon. And they seem to feel like I should have one here for them, and then I should just ship it off to them, and then they would like buying an ebook, and I really had to spend some time explaining to them that a strategy is customized just for you, and you can't customize it until you do some research, and I ask a lot of questions and spend time really getting to know their business and getting to know them, and it wasn't an ebook that I was going to send them, it was a real customized strategy just for them. But they wanted it. They knew they had to be in the middle of social. They knew they needed to be networking via social media. They needed to be marketing via social media, connecting with their customers. And when they decided to jump on board, bam, They didn't want to put the time and effort in. They wanted it done. And I didn't go any further with them because you know, not only did they want the strategy that afternoon, but then they expected the same speed at with everything else. And then all of our sites will be up tomorrow. We'll be bringing in clients the next week. And, hey, you know, and it doesn't work like that. So I did send them away to think about it for a bit. And they haven't come back. So either they found somebody to give it to them or at least make the promise, or they're still thinking about it. And either way is just fine. Another lady wrote a part of a big government contract. And she sent it to me because she needed my input. She wanted some, you know, me to take a look at it and offer my perspective. And she sent me 40-some pages one morning, and I was in meetings. Because I wasn't expecting it to come in. It came in out of the blue. She sent me this great big document, and I was in meetings. I had, you know, three big meetings, and as soon as I got out, I saw what she had sent, and I knew it was urgent. And so I sat down immediately, which is something I have the luxury to do now since Dottie's in school. I sat down immediately, and I reviewed, and I made notes, and I made some changes, and I gave her my input. It took me 6 hours from the time that email hit my inbox to the time I finished all my meetings, got the information, read the document, sent it back to her. She couldn't wait. She could not wait. She had already sent it in. And, of course, there's no do-overs with the government. She sent in the contract, and it was over with. And she admitted that my changes were highly beneficial. They would have made a huge difference, but she just, gosh, she was so afraid somebody else was going to get theirs in before her. And so she sent it all in and did not wait to have anybody look over it. There were spelling errors. And, of course, I added things that I felt would be, you know, she should be adding to it. And I told her, and, you know, when I talked to her about it, she kind of ducked her head and said, oh, yeah, you know, I know. And I laughed, and I said, I'm going to blog about you. And she's a very old and very dear client, and I adore her, and she's fine with me blogging about her as long as I don't give her name out.
Right.
You know, and it's so common. I could give you 200 other scenarios that happen in a variety of different ways every single day of people who will send me an email. And, you know, I'll be on Twitter, and suddenly I'll get a tweet saying, you know, I have been trying to reach you, and where have you been? And my first response is, oh, my gosh, I've been right here. Well, you know, how long, when? And I'll see that they sent me an email 20 minutes ago. Or 15 minutes.
Huh.
One, you know, people want, they want it now, they want it now. And again, I could keep on giving you scenarios. Happens all the time. I've been in this business 100 years. It feels like I've been in this business 100 years. I've been in this industry 100 years. It's happening more frequently than it's ever happened before. You know, we're used to high-speed internet. We're used to fast food. Myself, and you know what, I'm guilty of it too. I used to work on dial-up, or I didn't have this business when I was on dial-up, but I used to have dial-up service many years ago, and I remember sitting down and pulling up a website and then going to the kitchen to get myself a drink, and you waited for the pages to load and things like that. And these days, let me tell you, if it takes more than a second, I'm out. I'm moving on. Nobody waits for a slow-loading website any longer, and we're used to that. And as time goes on, it's just getting more and more prevalent that people won't wait. And for some things, that's fine. You know, we should have high-speed internet. You should be able to go to McDonald's and not have to sit outside for 45 minutes waiting for French fries. I get that. However, when you're talking about your business plan, your marketing plan, your social media plan, when you're talking about doing things right, it doesn't happen fast. You know, I have, and he knows, incidentally, I'm talking about him too. I have another client who is, he knows he's bad for it, and he knows he shouldn't be this way. So he laughed and said I could blog about him as well, although I don't think I used his particular example in my blog post. You know, this particular guy who has these wonderful ideas. He really does, just tremendous, tremendous ideas. And he will email me, and we need to meet today, right now. I've had this fabulous idea, and he wants a full launch plan strategy.
Well, Janice, where'd you go?
Development coach.
Janice dropped out. All right, I started the commercial.
And an author of 4 books. My life coaching services are different in the way that I offer additional services that assist clients beyond a coaching level. My NLP and hypnosis background allows me to extend my services beyond career and personal development. I work extensively with children, and I assist them with ADD, ADHD, and depression, and I help them get off of their medication. My new book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, will be released on August 4th, 2014. It is geared to assist parents by educating them on the different periods of a child's life, which helps them recognize behavioral issues. It teaches them where the problems begin and what happens in each part of those periods. I provide preventative measures to ensure the health, wealth, and welfare of their child. My mompreneur background also allows me to teach children success principles, and that's part of my book as well. I assist them on how to become a kidpreneur.
And our other sponsor, LinkVehicle.com. Great brands are always looking for influential bloggers, and bloggers are always looking for sponsorships, but the internet is a big place and there's a lot of noise out there. And that's where LinkVehicle comes in. LinkVehicle connects bloggers to major brands through affiliate offers, sponsored posts, infographics, and more. Sign up today and gain full access to over 200 affiliate offers handpicked by marketing professionals to perform on blogs just like yours. On top of the affiliate offers, LinkVehicle markets your site to nation's leading digital advertisers, matching your site with sponsorship opportunities from the brand spending top dollars to reach your audience. Realize the potential of your blog by visiting linkvehicle.com today. It's free to join, and you'll always maintain full editorial control. You're already doing the hard part. So let them connect you with the brands that value your voice at linkvehicle.com. And Janice, we are back. Hi, you dropped out when you started talking about the guy who you didn't have him on your blog, but you were going to share his story, and that's where you all of a sudden disappeared from.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I could hear you, I was just talking up away, and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. So I just
nope.
Called back again.
Yeah,
oh,
you know, that Mercury in retrograde thing.
Oh,
it's in retrograde right now. Yeah,
you
know, exactly. So, you know, that technology thing. So go back and tell us that story, because I was looking forward to hearing it.
Well, he's a great guy, and he's been around forever, and he's one of my favorite people. He has these amazing ideas, really does, and he's been very successful, but he comes up with these great, massive ideas, fabulous ideas last minute. He, you know, wants a call immediately, and while you're on the phone, he wants a full launch strategy, plan of action to get it out in front of everyone. He wants, a write-up for email autoresponders that same day. He wants it launched for the next day, and he knows it's a fault, but he just, you know, he keeps doing it. He keeps doing it over and over and over again, and what invariably happens is that, you know, we do it. I mean, we'll do it if he, you know, he desperately wants these things done. We absolutely do our best. But then 3 weeks later, we're looking back, going, "Oh, you know what? You know what we didn't do? Oh, we didn't do this. You know what? We should have had more video out about this. You know, video and photo are huge these days, and you know, we should have been able to put out more quote photos about it. But you know, once something launches, once it's out there, you can always relaunch later. But once the first impression has been made, you only get one chance to make a great first impression. And if you start launching your career online or your content or whatever it happens to be, and it looks bad, then, if people are going to remember. You know, and lots of things cause this. You know, it's the world we live in. Peer pressure, our need to be as good as the next guy. Someone asked in a forum I belonged to not too long ago, you know, how, when you're new in social media, how do you combat that feeling like you're so far behind everybody? You know, when you're just starting to launch your business or launch your content, how do you deal with feeling like you're just so far behind you're never going to catch up? And I said, you know, no matter how long you've been doing social media, no matter how long you've been in business, no matter how long you've been marketing yourself, someone has been doing it longer. You're always going to be behind someone. You can't live your life comparing yourself to how far you are behind anyone else. But that's a cause for, that's one of the reasons that people feel this way. They're really comparing themselves to others, and they have pressure from, mentors and I'm going to use this word very lightly in this one instance, but some coaches. And I use that word lightly because a real coach, quality coach, wouldn't do this. But unfortunately, lots of people in this world just hang a sign outside their door. And they're pressuring people to, do certain things or be at a certain level by certain times. And sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's personal. Our inability to say no is a cause of this. We want to say yes to everything, which leaves you little time, which means you're trying to do far more than you should. Lack of organization and poor planning, that's huge when it comes to wanting everything last minute, wanting to get a blog post out last minute. So you quickly, you have to have content, and you're quickly scrambling to write something and throw it up on your site, and you don't bother with images, and you don't bother linking to anything else. You don't bother researching keywords. You just, I need content. I haven't had a blog post up in 3 months, and let me throw something out there today. All of these things contribute to this problem, and it's terrible. Terrible problem to have, because it doesn't matter how much junk you throw out into the world, all you're going to get back is junk. So I encourage you to stop, first of all, stop playing the in comparison game. This is huge when it comes to fighting this. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop looking around saying, we launched our business at the same time, and here, Jane Doe over here is doing great, and she's writing blog posts every week, and she's got a new product out, and she's, that's fine. Jane Doe is doing her thing, but you need to do yours. And the longer you sit comparing yourself to Jane Doe, the less time you're going to have to actually do anything about the work. You need to sit down. You need to create a plan. And this piece of advice is a bit harsh, but you need to get a grip. I don't know how else to put it. It's, again, a harsh piece of advice, but you need to get a grip. Quality doesn't happen quickly. And who led you to believe that it was going to? Who led you to believe that you were going to launch a new product and be a millionaire overnight? Who led you to believe that you were going to launch a new blog and suddenly it's going to go viral? Who told you that you could post a question on Facebook and that a million people were going to respond to you the first time you did it? That's just not how life happens. Really, you're laughing, Dory. I know you're feeling me. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Go through with people all the time.
I know you do.
How long is this going to take? How many days am I going to have to, be talking to people and stuff? And it's like, Do you have to spend 8 hours a day online? No. But in the beginning, that's I think where people have the hardest part of understanding all of this, Janice, is that when you start laying that foundation the right way, making sure that everything that you have out there is uniform, that it is spelled correctly, that somebody has looked over it, because believe me, you get so married to what you're doing sometimes that you don't see the forest for the trees.
That's exactly right. You're too close to the situation. This happens when we do big launches where we've been working and planning and laying the foundation for months and months and months, and then you launch, and 24 hours into the launch, the client says, "Oh, my gosh, we're not selling anything. We're not selling anywhere near enough. Forget it. Shut it all down. We can't keep paying for this."
Right.
It doesn't work like that. We try to educate our clients. I try to educate them personally very early on that as you do things, launch products, launch blogs, create products, develop products, start a new business, whatever it happens to be, just because you've invested a lot of time in it, just because you have been holding it and coddling it and feeding it and diapering it, and that's how you feel, those of you who've done things like this, like you said, Dory, it feels like your baby. Just because you've been doing that for a while doesn't mean the rest of the world is going to receive it with such love and attention immediately. You're going to have to spend a lot more time growing it and cultivating it. It is just like having a child. The more I talk about this, we spend as mothers, very often when a baby is born, the mother is the one who feels such close connection and such, you know, affinity for this baby because you carried it with you for 9 months. For 9 months, this little thing has been very real to you. You know, you feel it moving, and you feel like you know it by the time that 9 months comes and they put this actual baby in your arms, but you're not done. You know, you don't get to, you know, say, hey, I'm a great mom now. I've done my 9 months. That's over with. So now where's my Mother of the Year award and where's my Mother's Day gift? And you've still got a few things to do. you got a lot to do. You got a lot to do. And it just keeps on going and going and going. And that is very much like launching anything or building your business, growing your social media plan. You need to get a grip on reality and to understand that this is all very much ongoing. Nothing, there's really no such thing as an overnight success. There truly isn't. Anything that has been massively successful has taken a ton of time on someone else's part, time, attention, sweat equity, and it all happened long before they got paid, right? Facebook was created in dorm rooms. Those guys, I don't know if they ever had an expectation of getting paid when they initially spent, I don't know how long it took to build Facebook. Really don't. I'm sure they spent a long time doing it, not just days or weeks. You know, definitely months and possibly years in the planning. You need to plan. You know, you need to sit down, get a grip on reality, and start planning. Create yourself an editorial calendar. You know, use a tool like Post Planner or just a basic Excel spreadsheet to plan out your posts in social media. Plan out a certain number of them, and there are others that are going to be impromptu and last minute and current as they should be. And certainly your conversations are all going to be uniquely in that moment. But you can go ahead and plan. I have this Thursday, I am going to be completely out of town because my little girl has a field trip. I will not. Yeah, we're excited. Our first field trip. She's terribly excited, going to ride the bus. My posts are already planned out, and they're already scheduled for those that day, though. I'm not going completely dead. So be realistic. Be realistic. Plan. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop having such unrealistic expectations for yourself. And all of this advice is good advice, but it's not easy. It's not easy advice. It's something you have to work at day in and day out, having those realistic expectations, taking the extra day or extra few days to create just the right blog post, to create the website that you've wanted, to create the right graphic. You know what? The devil's in the details. It will make a difference in everything that you're doing. If you just take some time, have a friend look over what you're doing, whatever it happens to be, it doesn't matter. Share it with a friend, have a friend look it over, get a different perspective, and what you're going to ultimately release or ultimately create is going to be so much better than anything you did last minute by the seat of your pants without any preparation at all. That's my two-cent story.
Well, and it's a great two-cent. The other thing, I just want to throw a PS in there. You know, as you are doing this, as you are actually thinking about that post and creating stuff and putting things up that engage people, please don't get discouraged. You know, people are just liking what I'm doing, but they're not making any comments. Mm-hmm. You know what? That like is still their way of saying hello.
That's right.
It started the conversation. So if you don't respond to them and their like, saying thank you, nice to see you, whatever, how many times do you think they'll say hello before mm-hmm. they stop?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I
that's
think
right.
that's where people start to fall down on things, you know, because it can get, you know, hopefully you're getting the kind of engagement where, wow, it's exhausting having to thank all these people and acknowledge it all. You know, good for you. Don't complain.
Thing.
You've done it right. Hire a VA.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, you've got to be a friend. You've got to, you know, social relationships online are just like relationships offline. You know, maybe, you know, when I say something, maybe Dory just smiles and nods her head at me. That's the equivalent of a like. That's fine. Dory doesn't necessarily engage me in a full conversation. with every word that comes out of my mouth. Sometimes she just chuckles, and I know what Dory means. Sometimes she just smiles at me, and you know, and that's what these people are doing. But if you do respond to them, you're doing something that most people won't. You're taking that extra little second, taking that extra little bit of time that most people won't, and you will stand out in their heads. When you take the extra time, you will stand out for people. There's no doubt about it.
It's true.
And as a business owner,
you know,
that's exactly
what
you want. You don't want to be forgettable.
Thank you. That's like, you know, people, and here's the reality. Each one of these platforms has their reason. You know, to me, Twitter, people, oh, I don't get Twitter, I don't get Twitter. Twitter's where the conversation starts. That's where you start the conversation. Facebook or Google Plus is where you move it over into another level until you finally get to a phone or an email address and you create those relationships. If you are here to build your business, build your brand, just share your blog. You have no, you know, it's not a business for you. It's you sharing your experiences and just wanting it to be out there. Whatever your motivation is, it doesn't matter. What matters is that the engagement is there and that you take the time to actually share something somebody else would want to see or read or hear.
Right, right.
You know? And when you do it, it becomes a lot of fun. I mean, it really does.
It really
you
does.
Can have fun. Why have your own business if it's not fun?
It better
be
fun because you're going to spend a lot of time doing it.
Let's face it, we own businesses, Janice. Not every day, you know, there are those days, and you know what those are called? Those are called mental health days where you take that day and go, you know what, today I'm not having a good time, and if I'm not having a good time considering I'm the only one working this business, we're going to have a bad time. It's time for a day off. It's time to go.
Yeah, when you're self-employed and you hate your boss, it's time to take a day off.
Yep. Hey, you know, Janice knows I have fired myself. I have fired myself. I fired myself twice, and only twice, you know. But and fortunately, I was gracious enough after a couple of hours of thinking about it to rehire myself, you know. But I'm serious. I had myself in my office one day. I said, "That's it. You are completely. You have no motivation. You have no focus right now. Pack up your things. It's time for you to leave. You're fired.
Get out." Out.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, pack my stuff. But that's what it boils down. Let's face it, if we're not having a good time in our business isn't. Go get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to working for somebody else if you're not having fun in your own business. But I'm saying, right? I mean, come on. That's nobody wants to say it, but it's the truth.
It is.
And it's not always about how much money you're making because success is. Everybody's got their own definition. You know, when I was at the eThink Tank for Moms conference, you know, I was introducing myself and whatnot, and I said, you know, you don't have to have everything to have everything.
That's right.
And, you know, it's about the why. Like I said, I mean, at the top of this episode, and that's why, you know, this episode is so important. You figured out how to do it. You figure out what you're doing and where you're doing it and the way you're going to do it, the why you're doing it, that is going to motivate you to continue with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So as you figure out what we're going to be sharing next week, I'm going to let you know that tomorrow on Branding Beyond Blogging with Glenda Cates, Stephanie Healy and LM are joining her, and they are going to be talking about the steps that you're taking to start that new business, that new blogging, that new, you know, venture that you're going into. And I love her show. She's so much fun because she just totally thinks outside the box and is just really a fun show that is just like Janice's, very much. Gloves are off, and we're just talking turkey of the things that you do. Because, you know, it's time to go back to the basics. There are a lot of people out there that are trying to figure out how to do it. Should I start a business? What kind of a business should I start? Do I want? Blah, blah, blah. You know, there's so much out there to try to figure out. And that's why I love our shows here. Because a bunch of moms who have been there and done that and are now empowering others.
Okay.
So I know. I'm excited. So what are you going to be sharing in 2 weeks?
2 weeks, it is going to be into November. Can you believe that? Can you believe it's going to be November in 2 weeks?
My birthday month. Do, 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 do.
And our first November show, we are going to be talking about images again, photo and video and social media. And this year, I am going to be giving you some ideas specifically for service businesses who we have always traditionally had a very difficult time coming up with posts when you're a service, when you're a sole entrepreneur, when you're by yourself, when you don't have lots of exciting things to take pictures of. I'm going to be sharing some great ideas to come up with some photos that you can use to get more exposure in the search engines and on your social sites.
Oh, that's very cool. I like that. I like
now
that.
You know me.
So...
It took me a while to figure it out for myself, and now, now I have answers.
Well, you know, it's true. When you are in a service industry, it's very different than when you are, you know, a chef or a coach.
Right.
You know, I'm talking sports coach. You know, you can be throwing
right.
up
right.
all kinds of things. You know, you're a tutor, so you get to grab books and sheets and, you know, math problems and stuff like that. But what do you do when you're a VA? What do you do when you're a service provider?
That's
how
right.
do you,
you're selling baby
you know,
clothes and wedding cakes. What a, you know,
yeah.
tons of great opportunities. But what happens when you're a virtual assistant? What happens when what you're selling are products that come in black and white bottles? You know, what happens when you're a radio show host? What do you do? So I'm going to be sharing some really good ideas for photos along with some tools you can use and some suggestions for creating them.
Awesome.
Quickly, easily,
so
cheaply.
That will there you go. And you know what? I often say that cheap is expensive, but that's when you're buying something. When you, well, I do, but
yes, well,
in things
I
like
understand.
This,
I agree.
In things like this, you know, learning how to do things when you are first starting out, anything that you are investing in and anything that you are doing, you want to do wisely. And anytime Janice tells you, here's how you have to do something, it's a wise investment. No matter what. I mean, Hootsuite and the ProPack, it's $5-$6 a month. That's six well-spent dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
It really, truly is. And you know, are there other things that are free out there? Trust me, I think it's six very well-spent dollars to
mm-hmm.
do things
Great.
Like that. So it's learning what to pick and choose. And that's why I love your show, Janice, because
that's
if you
good.
Pick it, I choose it.
I like it. Well, I'm going to have some more great picks for you in a few weeks.
Great. Cannot wait. So we will see you tomorrow for Branding Beyond Blocking with Glenda Cates and in 2 weeks with Janice Clark sharing photos, videos, and social media and how it all works. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that show. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much, all of you, for tuning in to Word of Mom Radio. And go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.